Medical science has made significant advances in healing and regeneration, such as organ transplants and stem cell therapy. These breakthroughs have significantly improved the quality of life and survival rates for many patients. Organ transplants can replace failing organs, giving patients a new lease on life, while stem cell therapy holds the promise of regenerating damaged tissues and organs. However, these processes are limited and dependent on technology, medical knowledge, but all systems work by the command of Allah, and we should not forget sometimes the availability of donors. For instance, organ transplants require a suitable match to avoid rejection, and the recovery process can be long and complex. Stem cell therapy, while promising, is still in its early stages and comes with its own set of challenges, such as ensuring the safe and controlled differentiation of stem cells into the desired cell types. In contrast, Allah's power to heal and regenerate is unlimited and not dependent on any material means. The story of Prophet Ayyub, Job, is a profound example of divine healing. Prophet Ayyub endured severe illness and suffering, losing his health, wealth, and family. Despite his immense hardship, he remained patient and faithful to Allah. In response to his unwavering faith, Allah commanded the earth to bring forth a spring of water, instructing Ayyub to wash in it. Upon doing so, Ayyub was miraculously healed of his afflictions. The Quran narrates this story in verses 21:83-84, and mention Job, when he called to his Lord, "Indeed, adversity has touched me, and you are the most merciful of the merciful." So we responded to him and removed what afflicted him of adversity. And we gave him back his family and the like thereof with them as mercy from us and a reminder for the worshippers of Allah. This story illustrates that Allah's ability to heal and regenerate is beyond human comprehension and capabilities. It serves as a reminder of his boundless mercy and power, encouraging believers to maintain their faith and trust in him, regardless of their circumstances. Other examples of divine healing and regeneration in Islamic tradition include Prophet Isa, Jesus. According to the Quran, Prophet Isa performed miracles by Allah's permission, including healing the blind and the lepers and bringing the dead back to life. These miracles are mentioned in several verses, such as Quran 3:49, where Isa says, "I heal the blind and the leper, and I give life to the dead, by permission of Allah." Musa's, Moses, hand. When Prophet Musa was sent to Pharaoh, one of the signs given to him by Allah was the ability to place his hand under his arm and bring it out white and shining without any disease, Quran 20:22. This miraculous transformation was a sign of Allah's power and a challenge to Pharaoh's magicians. Luqman the Wise, although not a prophet, Luqman is mentioned in the Quran for his wisdom. His story is often associated with the understanding that true wisdom and healing come from Allah. While Luqman's narrative does not specifically mention miraculous healing, his wisdom is seen as a form of divine guidance that can lead to spiritual and sometimes physical well-being. These examples underscore the belief that Allah's capacity to heal and regenerate transcends human limitations and serves as a powerful testament to his mercy and omnipotence.